Good morning, everyone, and welcome to 10 Minutes of Tehillim. We are beginning a new chapter, a new perek, Perek Mem Aleph, chapter 41, and this is the introduction slash part one. We are going to once again dedicate our learning to the safety and security of our chayalim and the hostages, the rachamei shemayim, as well as the general peace and prosperity of Am Yisrael around the world, who are right now currently under assault physically and certainly in so many ways. So we should have them in mind in all of our learning and davening and this series as well. In the first part, I wanted to actually skip over Pasuk Aleph because we've discussed so many times before some of the introductory words that David HaMelech has chosen to use in introducing each chapter, and this one is no different. We've discussed before what Lam Natseach Mezmor LeDavid means. Each one's individual. Lam Natseach has one meaning we've discussed. The idea of Mizmor LeDavid versus LeDavid Mizmor we discussed as well. So let's begin actually to understand this perek in terms of Pasuk Beis. And I want to focus on one specific issue, which we'll get to in a few moments. Ashrei Maskil Eldol, B'yom Ra'ah Yimaltehu Hashem. So praiseworthy, Ashrei is a word we'll talk about more later, but praiseworthy is a person who thinks about, contemplates a dol. We'll see what that is in a minute. B'yom ra'ah, on the day of difficulty, of distress, Yimaltehu Hashem, Hashem will save him. We'll deliver him from disaster, we'll save him. Okay, so a couple of questions to ask at the beginning of this chapter. You know, some mafarshim say that David HaMelech here is talking once again, like Perek Mem, about something that physically happened to him, an illness that happened to him. The Ibn Ezra, others, I believe, make that comment. But just in general, let's just unpack the first pasuk. Number one, who is the dal? A dal is a poor person, usually somebody lower. Dal is somebody who is in a low position. So Rav Hirsch says that a dal could be somebody who's ill or somebody who's in financial trouble. Poor could mean, or lowly means, somebody who's just in a bad place. So it doesn't have to be one or the other. It could be just a generic idea. Somebody's down in the dumps, they are a dal, they're ill, or they are in financial challenging times. Okay, so Rav Hirsch says, he explains, to begin the parak, he says, maskil. So we think about somebody who's ill or somebody who's in financial trouble, we help them. We don't intellectualize, we don't contemplate, we don't think. And that's going to be the discussion we're going to have today, more or less, about this issue. Why is the word maskil used in terms of somebody who's going through a difficult time, illness or poverty or challenges financially? We don't think, we do. We're people who are people of action. You know, if you think too much, you won't do. And so what does it mean, maskil eldal? You'll constantly think about the dal. And so Mefarshim have a couple of answers. Rav Hirsch, in his approach, says, we're actually starting backward, not with the actual Mefarshim on the page, but with more contemporary ones. Rav Hirsch says that, you know, sometimes we think to ourselves, Hashem will step in. We know in the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the, you know, Merim Dalim. He raises up those who are in difficult places or who are ill. He is the Rofei Cholim. He is the Matir Asurim. He is all those things. He with the capital H, respectfully, of course. He's all those things. When somebody thinks that way, they may take the unfortunate stance, you know what, there's little I can do. God will save them. And nobody wants to hear, you know, Hashem will provide, or Hashem will heal you. Now that's, of course, people need to hear it because it's important for Emuna, but nobody wants to be the person to tell somebody going through a difficult time that there's nothing I can do, Hashem will help you. You don't want to do that. So our first says, we want to avoid that. So maskil eldal, the first claim means that, yes, we know Hashem will take care of them at the end. And in the worst case scenario, if nothing else can help them, but it doesn't absolve mankind. Does not absolve us from making sure to be there for them as well. And that's what maskil eldal. So consider what our role is in helping the dal. Yes, there's a part that God does, but there's also a role that we all have to play in taking care of the person who's in need, whatever the need may be. The idea of some kind of chizuk. The Radak adds that it simply could mean, if you can't do anything, to talk about their situation, to ask if we can help. What can we do to be helpful? Not just the generic. We always talk about this in the community. You know, we're saying, you know, whatever you need, I'm here for you, might not be helpful sometimes because it's not specific. If you need X, Y, and Z, if you need shopping, if you need a few extra dollars, if you need medicine, I'm here for you. Or I know somebody who can help you. Okay. The Malbim takes a different approach. The Maskil Adal is not talking about being a helper. It's talking about thinking about the person when you step out of the situation, meaning that if you consider the Dal, consider the person who is in need, so somebody who has health or wealth, so they have physical means that can help them recover from their hardship. And so sometimes the Yad Hashem is harder to see. There's a blurry line between our efforts and God's efforts. But when it comes to the Dal, when it comes to the person who is really has no means themselves, has very poor health and very little wealth, you can definitely better see Hashem's hand because they need to rely on Hashem almost exclusively. And that's Maskil Adal. Consider the situation from the lens. Look in your lens at the Dal and see Hashem's hand. It's easier to see sometimes how Hashem helps those who are completely almost on their own versus the way he helps those who have significant means or health and wealth to be able to help themselves. It's more of a stark contrast as he helps them, and therefore, David HaMelech says, Maskil, consider that. Watch how Hashem supports the Dal. Watch how he bails them out of difficult situations. Okay, but I want to focus for a few moments on a piece from the Degla Machane Ephraim in Parshas Beshalach. Degla Machane Ephraim is building off a Medrash, which we're not going to discuss today. A Medrash in Shmos Rabbah, in Parshas Mishpatim. But Degla Machane Ephraim is the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, who is the founder of the Hasidic world, the Hasidic movement. And many of his Divrei Torah were, in fact, ones that he heard from his grandfather. And so we take this is one of the classic Hasidic Sfarim, as it really relates back to the origins, the really core values of the Hasidic mindset and the Hasidic world. And so he's commenting in Parsha B'Shalach something about the Yeshua and Moshe, but not for now to discuss. I want to read to you what he says, and it's such an important yesod that he gives. He says that Ashrei Maskil Adal. What does it mean, Maskil Adal, to consider we should act? Hainu Shiroa V'Yodea Eich L'Hamshich Seichel Adal. How to give intellect, how to give words of meaning to the person in need. V'Zeh Yevutal Mimenu Ha'anius L'Gamri B'Gashmias V'Ruchnias. And you'll remove him from feeling like a person who is poor, and make them feel like an usher, wealthy. What does that mean? But what it means is that knowing what to say to a person is sometimes just as integral as knowing what to give to a person. The words that we use, the way that we speak, the way we relate to them, the way, as I said before, the way we express that we're there for them, making them feel not like an ani, not like a sick person, like somebody who's healthy and wealthy, that can change just by words themselves. So Maskil Adal means, yes, of course, help them, but realize, take seriously, contemplate carefully the words that we use to uplift them. That can change their entire life as well. V'husha Ramzu Chazan quotes the Gemara to back himself up. The Gemara in Shabbos, Das Kuf Dalad, that's 104a. Aleph Bina Gomel Dalad. The Gemara there goes to the Aleph Beis in terms of why the letters are in that order. And as a drasha, homiletically, the Gemara says, each letter refers to a word. So Aluf Bina, Gomel Dalem. Somebody who's Gomel Dalem should be Aluf Bina, should have a wisdom about them. Hainu, Shebekachu Gomel Dalem, Sha'aluf Lo Bina, Veseichel. Vezeh Ha'ikar HaChanin Ladal. That if you really, really have an understanding of what to say to the person, that's really Gomel Dalem. That's really giving the kindness to those who are Dalem, those who are in a bad place, very lowly, those who are in bad health or struggling financially. It's Aleph Bina. It's really having the wisdom to use the right words. That alone could be the entire therapy, the entire need. And the Iker Chanina, the Iker gift that one can give a Dal is sometimes our words. Many of us don't have the ability, unfortunately, to be able to help, especially when somebody is in a situation that we feel that, you know, either they need outside help or, we're not sure what to do for them. But sometimes the best gift you can give a person, we can give a person, is words. And that's the message here that Dagon Machaneh assigned, that the Maskil Adal, as the Mefarshim tried to allude to, but he really crystallizes it so beautifully, is to be able to choose out of being now with great wisdom and understanding the right word to be able to uplift. And then, at the end of that situation, Hashem will step in and be able to be the Maltehu Hashem, to be able to deliver them from the bad place that they're in. But it's kind of a partnership. Even if in the end of the day, as we said before, that we can't help them, and it's totally like Rav Hirsch said, relying on Hashem, only one who can help them, but we can help them with our words. And that's an important point to contemplate. Giving chizik to others is the ikar, like Dekha Menachem Ephraim, in order to uplift somebody, help somebody through a challenging time. Okay, with that, wishing everybody a wonderful day. We should use our words to uplift and strengthen those who need chizuk, those who need strength, and Mirtz Hashem continue with Perek Mem Aleph, Chapter 41, next week. Have a wonderful and meaningful day. We should hear Besura Sovos, good news from Eretz Israel to Am Yisrael.